All right. Skip Lee has arrived.
Hello.
Hi, Skip.
How's it going?
All right. How did you enjoy your, I guess it was, what is it, like a 2-week retirement at this point, I think?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah. Did you have fun?
Oh, I mean, I always have fun.
Well, you're back.
I am back.
All right. Are we ready to kick it off?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Just give me a second here. I got to quaff my hair.
Okay, pop-up video is this board game that one of my listeners gave to me at one of my film screenings, oddly enough, and I thank her for it. And we've been having some fun. It's a board game that's based on the VH1 pop-up video show that Esmeralda really, really loved when she was a teenager and beyond. And I love, too, and I watched it. So we challenge each other on this. And each card has a separate song/video on it, and all the questions are associated with that. In some regard. And our host is Mr. Skip Skipley.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Skipley.
Hello.
All right. Shall we begin?
1989's Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy.
Uh-oh. So who's first?
Mr. DiGilio.
Oh, I'm first?
Yep.
Okay. She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh. Like no one else. Ooh, ooh. She drives me crazy. I can't help myself.
No ooh's at the end?
Ooh, ooh.
Thank you.
All right.
Just for my personal enjoyment. Esmeralda.
Yes.
In this video, dancers are doing this, which they have in common with frogs. In this video, dancers are doing this, which they have in common with frogs. It's an awful question.
Leaping?
I will take it. They both jump is the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I was thinking frog.
Yeah, I would have said hop, but it's
the same thing. Huh? Well,
hop,
they want to jump.
Yeah, no, hop, jump, leap, all the same. Because in the video, the video is so ridiculous for this song. All right.
What is the last name of lead singer's, what is the last name of lead singer Ronald? Hint, it's Christmas time appropriate. What is the last name of lead singer?
I thought his name was Roll. I didn't think it was Ronald. Roland is his name, I believe.
It is Roland. I
okay. All right. Sorry. Now here I am. I'm correcting you on his first name, and I'm not going to know his last name.
Hey, man. When you come back from retirement, you're a little off.
It's a little. Yeah. You just got off a plane from Florida. It's
right.
Tough. Roland. Got it. You know, I keep the first one that pops into my head is Orzabal from Tears for Fears, but that's not him. That's Roland Orzabal from Tears for Fears.
So Roland. Christmassy.
Yeah, Roland. Mistletoe.
That is incorrect. Roland Gift.
All right. Right. All right. Is that it?
We'll take a break.
We'll take a break. All right. We'll take a break. We're tied at one, Esmeralda, but you're going to be ahead if you can answer the next one.
Well, let's hope so.
All right. We'll take a break, and the pop-up video will continue after the news, which is next. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 with your opening bell, and then Steve Cochran. That was a request from one of our listeners, Carl. He requested My Generation for his birthday today.
Aww.
Oh!
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You know who you share a birthday with, my friend Carl? Louis C.K. 49 years old today. I can't believe
49.
I'm 2 years older than Louis C.K. Do I look 2 years older than Louis C.K.?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
I thought he had to be at least 50.
Yeah, I thought he was older.
I mean, because his humor is so middle-aged. You know what I mean? So
should we take that as a compliment?
By the way, he co-wrote and directed the pilot of Better Things, the Pamela Adlon.
Oh, yeah, I did. I heard that.
He's one of the creators of the show. I mean, right. they've worked together since Lucky Louie back in HBO.
Yeah.
She's so funny. Do you remember she used to be Pamela Siegel? And then,
maybe,
you know, she got married. She kept, I think she's been divorced, but she kept Adlon. But when she first started out, she was Pamela Siegel. And she's done like a ton of voiceover work. I mean, she's Bobby Hill's voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's the voice of Bobby Hill.
I would be confused. I would confuse her with Katie. Seagal?
Katie Seagal from Married with Children?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, you mean because of her last
name? Just the name, yeah.
Yeah, hers is Siegel, though.
Well, yeah, but
still. Like when she was in Say Anything, she was Pamela Siegel. Do you remember her in Say Anything?
No, I haven't seen that.
What?
I have not seen it.
Wow. Dan, do you remember her in Say Anything?
I do not.
She was one of the girls that was, you know, Lily Taylor and the girls who would hang out with Lloyd. And, like, if Lloyd, at one point, Lily Taylor says, now, look, if Lloyd said that to you, would you like that or would you believe him? And then Lily Taylor goes, yeah. And then she is the one that goes, yeah, yeah, I would. And she's standing by the window. That's Pamela Siegel, Pamela Adlon. So happy birthday to Carl and to Louis C.K., who is unbelievably only 49 years old. Okay, Skip Skipley, are we back? Yeah. And again, the card with the questions is about Fine Young Cannibals, She Drives Me Crazy, and the question is to Esmeralda, who could pull ahead here.
Yes.
The group got its name from a 1960 film starring which star of TV's Heart to Heart? The group got its name from a 1960 film featuring what star of TV's Heart to Heart?
Man. Yeah, I don't know their names.
From Heart to Heart?
Yeah, I don't know.
Robert Wagner.
Ah, okay.
Was either him or Stephanie Powers. Those are your
I wouldn't know. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it. I can see them in
you would
my
either,
head.
You would either have had to known the movie Fine Young Cannibals or Heart to Heart. So either way.
Right. I know Heart to Heart, but I just, yeah, I know them by face more right. than name.
Yeah, you shouldn't know who Robert Wagner is. I mean, he's one of the guys. He's in the stupid Mike Myers Austin Powers movies. Number 9, or he's the older version of Rob Lowe.
Number 2,
whatever. Yeah, of course it's number 2 because leave it to Mike Myers yes. to just do nothing but poop jokes. But yeah, he's like the old version of Rob Lowe.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can't believe I know that. I hate those movies. Okay.
We're in the extra credit portion of things.
Uh-oh.
Mr. DiGilio, this is multiple choice. What crazy cartoon driver is asked the question, what do you think this is, the Indianapolis 500,000? Is it A, George Jetson, B, Fred Flintstone, C, Roadrunner, D, Penelope Pitstop?
I'm going to go George Jetson.
That is correct.
Because it's future Indianapolis.
Also, it'd be a bunch.
Nice deductive reasoning there.
Yeah, good job. Right.
And they don't call me Sherlock for nothing.
They call you that?
Yeah.
Every day of my life.
Oh,
really? Who?
I'd like to meet these people.
In the mirror, I just say it to myself.
Oh, that person.
That makes a lot more
when
sense.
When I'm alone and I'm sad.
Wow.
Which is pretty much every day.
Wow. Things took a weird turn here.
Wow. We're learning a lot about our contestants.
That's right.
All right. Esmeralda, what's the bullfrog's name in Joy to the World?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is correct.
Hell is that question? What is that? Is there somebody named Jeremiah in the band?
No, because she was part of the
frog.
Oh, jumping like a frog. That's right. Okay.
Right. What group resorted to cannibalisms in the 1840? They also share a name with one of Santa's reindeers. What group resorted to cannibalism in the 1840s? A name they share with one of Santa's reindeers.
They were in the stagecoach and they had to eat each other in the face. Well, what are Santa's reindeer?
A Depression era recipe.
Well,
you got Rudolph. You got Prancer. You got Dancer. You got Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Nixon.
Oh, he's so close too.
Dixon.
That is incorrect.
All right, what is it?
You would have been next with Donner and
Donner. That's of course. I should have known that. The Donner Party. What the hell is wrong with me? All right. I'm so disappointed that I didn't know a cannibal question.
Nice job, Sherlock.
Yeah.
You're making me sad.
All right. Esmeralda. Fine was the name, last name of which of the Three Stooges? Fine was
Larry?
The last. That is correct. Bravo.
Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard. You don't know what that is, but that's okay. Trust me, it's a legendary moment.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
That was the card.
All right, you're ahead, Esmeralda. 3-2.
Yay.
3-2. Because of your vast Three Stooges knowledge.
Yes.
Don't ask her about Heart to Heart.
No Robert Wagner, but you know you're Larry Fine. All right, what's next?
1997's No Doubt, Don't Speak.
Okay. Now, Dave Ennett is, I believe Dave might be here. So he's going to hear, he will not be waking up to Esmeralda singing, but many other people will. So you have to do Don't Speak by No Doubt. We are preparing.
Well, I'm trying.
You trying to remember the lyrics?
Well, yeah, because I don't want to sing the chorus, because every time I sing the chorus, and I, you know, all the alley cats show up.
Oh, so that's going to make a difference.
Well, because I usually just sing the chorus. So I'm like, oh, I remember the chorus.
Right. So you're trying to think of
a
verse.
I'm trying to get the verse down.
All right.
All right. Well, I hope this is enough.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, God. Yeah, you ruined it, Jaleo. I was thinking about it. Hold on.
It's altogether frightening.
I'm just going to do the chorus.
Just do the chorus.
Those alley cats. Come on in. Don't speak. Oh, man. I get so nervous. Hold on. No, just what I'm saying. Don't tell me cause it hurts. No, no, don't speak. I know what you're thinking, and I don't need your reasons. Don't tell me cause it hurts. No, 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 don't speak.
Bravo.
Wow. Hey, Dave, did you get to hear that?
I did hear that, Nick.
Are you more awake now?
I fortunately have had a little coffee this morning because I think I would have been jarred right out of bed.
All right. I just wanted to make sure.
No, it's beautiful, Esmeralda. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sure.
Hey, no, I mean, that's not me.
Is there a connection between Mr. Cat and the fact Alley Cats show up?
Yeah, I think there might be.
There might be. All right, Dave. Go I just cats. Wanted to make sure you heard that.
Thank you. I appreciate that,
go,
Dave.
Go Cats. All right.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that was good, Esmeralda.
Sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Dave loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I can't wait to get downstairs when we leave this morning and find out what Dave really has to say. Okay. All right. Can we get one more in before?
Yeah, Mr. DiGilio,
what
in
happened?
This video, the lead singer wears a decorative jewel on what part of her body?
Oh, come on. Ah.
I can't stand this group. Oh, forehead.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That just it just popped into my head. I don't know.
There's a bindi.
Okay. I trust you. All right. Is that it for this one, or should we break?
We can try to squeeze one.
All right. Squeeze one more in.
The next one, Esmeralda, who is the lead singer of this band?
Gwen Stefani.
And then Mr. DiGilio, there is no doubt that the singer of this band is often mistaken for which outspoken performer? There is no doubt that this singer, the singer of this band is often mistaken for which outspoken performer?
What?
It's a stretch.
Often mistaken for which outspoken performer?
Yes.
Well, I have an idea.
I can't see anybody mistaken Gwen Stefani for anybody but Gwen Stefani.
You'll be very upset that people consider her in this
outspoken
category.
I think I know who it is.
Especially with your history with this.
Courtney
one.
Love?
No.
Who?
Esmeralda, would you like to guess?
It's Madonna.
Yes.
What?
I'm thinking the hair.
What?
I think it's mainly the hair that people.
That's ridiculous. I quit.
That's what I do, actually.
That's ridiculous. Madonna, come on. All right.
Do you want me to sing some more?
No. Dave does, though.
To soothe your nerves.
All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic. My dad will tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up on the pop-up video.
That I think I'm winning.
That you are winning. It's 4-3.
Yeah.
4-3. I can't believe I got a Madonna question wrong. Well, it wasn't really a Madonna question.
No, it was, yeah.
It was stupid. Are we back now? We're Skip Skipley, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
He just retired and came back.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was retired for the past 3 minutes, and now he's back. Are we still on this
time for your joke.
This damn No Doubt thing?
We are.
By Madonna?
We are on the extra credit portion of things.
Whose question is it?
We are starting with Esmeralda.
All right.
Coach Lubbock from Growing Pains starred in what spinoff about a coach with a huge family? A, Just the Ten of Us. B, Who's the coach? C, boys school. D, almost a team.
Just the 10 of us.
Just the 10 of us is correct.
Did they just make up those other titles?
Well, yeah,
those weren't real shows.
Who's the coach?
Who's the coach? Almost a team. All right, Esmeralda, you're creaming me here.
Yeah.
5-3.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Who sang the 1987 song Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes?
Paul Simon.
That is correct.
Okay. I have no idea. Oh, because she had a diamond on her face.
Forehead, yes.
It's a bindi.
Whatever.
Esmeralda. Guinevere was the mate of what legendary king? Guinevere was the mate of what legendary king?
I don't even know if he's real. King Arthur?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if he was real or not. I'm just thinking from, you know, like the sword in the stone.
That's right.
I was like, that's a cartoon.
That's right. You've seen Holy Grail, haven't you?
I have, but that doesn't mean he's real.
No, it doesn't matter. It's real in the Python world.
Right.
Extra. This is a multiple choice, Mr. DeJoy.
Yeah.
What's the name of Michael Knight's mustachioed evil twin?
What?
From Knight Rider?
I guess so. I don't know.
Andy. Call Andy Herman.
You don't know this?
No. Oh, I never watched Knight Rider.
Why do I feel like you were a Knight Rider fan?
No. I'm not a Knight Rider fan. Why would I be a Knight Rider fan?
Because you love the mustachioed.
All right. Because I like mustaches and cars. All right.
Martin? Mark, Garth, or Mikhail?
I'm going to go Martin.
That is incorrect.
What was it?
Garth.
Garth.
Well, he's Michael, right?
Yeah, Michael Knight.
I guess.
I don't know. Why would that be on the...
I believe that has to do with the Wayne and Garth visit to Madonna.
Oh, for God's sake. Maybe. Madonna thing. All right.
Stretch. Sherlock.
Yeah.
1990s delights. Groove is in the heart.
What?
I don't. All I know is the. I just know
the
chorus.
Me?
That's fine.
I just know the chorus. Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the heart. Groove is in the heart.
Esmeralda's going to need a vacation after that. Yeah.
All right.
Esmeralda, a common item often used to clean one's ear, is also the nickname of what rapper who appears in the video?
Q-Tip.
Come on.
Correct.
Come on!
What fancy title did singer Miss Keir bestow upon herself? What fancy title did singer Miss Keir bestow upon herself?
Queen?
No.
No!
I don't know.
Esmeralda.
Lady.
Lady.
All right.
I'm her Facebook friend.
Of course you are. All right.
Esmeralda.
God, I'm getting killed here. This is just embarrassing today.
What is the bass player footwear-inspired nickname? What is the bass player's footwear-inspired nickname?
Oh, Bootsy Collins?
That is correct.
How come I get the Lady Gaga question and she gets the Bootsy question?
Don't worry. There's a movie question for
you. Oh. Oh.
What singer with the first initial D sang You Light Up My Life?
Debbie, because I was going to say Gibson. It's not. Debbie.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie, Boone. Debbie Boone.
Yeah, very nice save.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, the device that's placed in the heart to keep it beating properly is called a what?
Oh, man.
Device that's placed in the heart to keep it beating properly.
Oh, it's a work. Oh no, it's just yeah. I can't. I don't know.
Pacemaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Curduella. I'm mispronouncing that, but I think you know who it is. Starred in what classic science fiction film? A, Earth versus Flying Saucers.
Oh.
B, Star Wars.
Oh.
C, Spaceballs. D, 2001.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Keirduella. Keirduella.
All right. What are the choices again?
What in Space Odyssey, Earth versus Flying Saucers, Star Wars, or Spaceballs?
Earth versus Flying Saucers.
No. 2001, Space Odyssey.
Oh!
I don't understand the question at all.
This person.
Yeah.
Whose name is
Keirduella. Oh, Keirduella.
Too late.
Oh, okay.
He spelled it.
I thought it was one word. I thought it was like, I was thinking Vampirilla.
I thought it was that too.
Yeah, I thought it was one word.
Good
I didn't know
it was
Kieran. His first name is Kieran. His
Man,
last
I'm
name
just
is.
Just getting back from retirement.
All right.
Colin Quinn starred in what MTV show?
Remote Control.
That is correct.
I'm not even going to keep score anymore.
How many? We have to break.
All right, we got a break here. All right. Well, anyway, Esmeralda, you won.
Yay!
9-6. You won soundly. 9-6.
All right.
How about that?
First time.
Yeah, you beat Sherlock. Keep that under your belt. Even know what that means. All right, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Two for Tuesday, and we'll do Would Esmeralda Buy That tomorrow.